Leaders around Ohio are reacting to Governor Mike DeWine's plan to hold a lottery that comes with a $1 million prize for any Ohioan who's vaccinated. There are critics on both sides of the aisle who believe the money would be better spent elsewhere. With Ohio moving towards lifting all health orders in the next 3 weeks, Governor Mike DeWine is making a big push to encourage people to get the vaccine. Part of that push is a $1 million lottery he's calling Ohio Vax a Million. DeWine hopes the $1 million drawings gives an extra boost for people to get the shot.
So we got people who have got their vaccine. We've got people who have not gotten their vaccine and absolutely say, I'm never going to get it. That's fine. We respect that. It's the people in the middle who are going to determine, you know, whether we get the numbers that we need to really tamp this virus down. That's where the game is. That's where the action is. And so being able to create an added incentive that may appeal to some of those individuals seemed well worth the money.
Here's how the drawing will work. The pool of names will come from the Secretary of State's voter registration database. A process will be used to confirm the winner has been vaccinated. If a person is not on the voter rolls, they can enter their information online through a web portal that will be created soon. The drawings will be administered by the Ohio Department of Health and the Ohio Lottery Commission, providing technical support. The sweepstakes will begin on Wednesday, May 26 at 7:29 p.m., once a week for 5 weeks. A similar drawing will also take place for people ages 12 to 17. Names can also be entered through a web portal. Each of those weekly winners will win a full-ride scholarship to any Ohio public university. There were Republican and Democratic lawmakers who immediately criticized DeWine's idea. House Democratic Leader Amelia Sykes says elected leaders have a serious duty to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars, and that using millions in relief funds is a grave misuse of money. But Republicans were critical too. Representative John Cross says the drawing continues a trend of the government pumping federal dollars into programs such as the stimulus checks and additional unemployment benefits. Cross says he's heard from constituents who are happy that DeWine will lift the health restrictions on June 2nd, but
what they're not happy about is the gimmicky way that we're trying to market a vaccination that not everybody necessarily wants or believes in. So, you know, over time, I just think building up consumer confidence of the vaccination is the way to go about it.
Republican Senator Narajantani also said this is something that could have been done with private sector money instead.
And look, I think he's trying to find ways to get folks to be incented to take the vaccine. A lottery idea isn't a bad one. Using taxpayer dollars, probably not something that we should be doing.
DeWine has emphasized that the goal is getting as many people as possible vaccinated in order to stop the spread of the virus and potentially save lives.
I did not go into this and make this decision thinking that everyone was going to say it was a wonderful idea. But I have an obligation, and that is to do everything I can to save lives, everything I can to keep Ohio moving forward. And this is one tool we had not used.
The $5 million being used for the lottery is coming from federal coronavirus relief funds already appropriated to the Ohio Department of Health by a legislative panel. Ohio has received billions of dollars from the federal government for pandemic relief. And DeWine said when asked whose idea the vaccine lottery was, he said, quote, "It was mine. The buck stops with me." Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.